Thank you, Wanda. The Bring Back Our Girls campaign to rescue the kidnapped students in Nigeria came to Miami Gardens on Saturday. It was a huge rally, and reporter Salima Hussein was there. She tells us how South Florida's Nigerian community is adding their voice to a growing worldwide chorus of sadness and outrage.
A sea of green and white flooded Rolling Oaks Park in Miami Gardens on Saturday.
Our people in Miami to be very aware of the situation going on in Nigeria.
And that was Yinka Tella, a South Florida Nigerian and chief organizer of the rally. The event was the first to be organized by the Coalition of Concerned Nigerians in South Florida. Tella formed the group shortly after the kidnappings of more than 200 schoolgirls in Nigeria by the Boko Haram terrorist group.
It's really hurting us, even here in America. These people need to bring back our girls.
Adanma Osuji was one of more than 150 in attendance. She and most of the others were wearing green and white, the colors of the Nigerian flag. It helped unite members of the South Florida Nigerian community. Prayer also helps unite the community in their effort.
Of the mighty shall be taken
I
away.
Pray to Allah.
Islam and Christianity are two of the major religions in Nigeria. In addition to prayer and Nigerian music, political and community leaders spoke at the event to raise awareness in South Florida. I'm Salima Hussein in Miami.
A museum exhibit that's become a bit of a celebrity here in South Florida has taken its act on the road, and right now it's stopping in our nation's capital. Florida International University's 12-fan Wall of Wind Hurricane Simulator is on display at the National Building Museum in Washington. FIU officials say their simulator can generate wind speeds of Category 5 hurricanes like Katrina and Andrew. It can also simulate other disasters like tornadoes. Museum visitors can experiment with an interactive replica that generates 5 wind speeds directed at a small-scale residential building. They can increase the wind speeds and literally try to blow the roof off the house. This exhibit is on display in Washington for 15 months. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.